It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Veronica Rickert is out today. Coming up on Central Time, we'll talk with a marine biologist who warns that our oceans may be on the cusp of mass extinction. We'll find out what can be done to prevent that. First, the governor released details of his budget plan as it relates to the University of Wisconsin system. Next week, he'll formally propose a budget cut of $300 million over the next 2 years. A tuition freeze would still be in effect on all UW campuses, but the governor says the cuts come with increased flexibility for the UW. We do want to mention as a note of disclosure that Wisconsin Public Radio is partly funded via the UW system. Sean Johnson joins us now to outline some of the details of the governor's proposal. He's WPR's state government reporter. Sean, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Rob.
So two main parts to what the governor said today, the money, we'll get to that in a moment, and the structure, the governance. The proposal would turn the UW system into a public authority. What would that mean?
Yeah, a public authority, you know, we don't have the budget in front of us yet. This is based on a press release from the governor and interview he gave to the AP and then some comments to reporters today. But from what we know about the authority, it would be an independent governing board, independent from the legislature and the governor when it comes to setting its own budgets. And so the UW would get a block grant from the state, a set amount of funding that would go up, in subsequent years based on some kind of tie to inflation, and it'd be up to that UW Board of Regents, which is now independent, now the UW System Authority, to decide how to spend that. So that piece of the equation the UW likes a lot. They've wanted that level of independence for years, given that the state is providing the university with a smaller and smaller piece of their budget as a percentage. The UW wants more freedom on how to spend it.
And that would also loosen up some of the state restrictions, you know, things that might apply to other state departments. It would loosen that up when it comes to this public authority university system.
Yeah, they can decide what they want to do when it comes to procurement, when it comes to salaries. I mean, that's something that you hear the university talk about quite a bit, is that because they don't have the freedom to set their salaries, they feel the way that they feel like they should, they're falling behind the salaries that are offered in other competing institutions. So, you know, those are things that the university likes about this idea. And, you know, one note about this is similar to something the governor proposed in 2011, but that was just for the UW-Madison. And so you had, all the other campuses really pushed back against this, and that, you know, that proposal went away relatively quickly. This is something that would cover the entire UW system, so a much bigger deal here.
So the UW system, you said, likes the basics of that idea. On the other hand, $300 million over the next 2 years in cuts for the state portion of the funding for the university, about a 13% reduction. What does that mean in terms of service or operation changes as far as what we know from what the UW has responded so far?
Yeah, it is a big, on the other hand, when you look at that $300 million cut, consider the fact that the UW system was asking for an increase of $95 million. And, you know, you look back at the last budget, the UW system, after there was much talk about the sizable reserves that the system had, sizable cash balances that it had at departments throughout the state, lawmakers cut their funding, they froze tuition. And so this budget, not only do you have another tuition freeze, you have this $300 million cut. And so university officials are saying, when you consider it like that, this is actually the biggest cut that the university has faced. Because, you know, typically a university has, to oversimplify, a few ways to get money. They can get it from the state. They can get it from private donations. They can get it from tuition. You take that tuition option away from them and you cut the state funding, and, you know, extra freedom, more autonomy or not, that's going to put them in a pinch.
Looking at the different universities here in the system, UW-Madison gets a lot more of its money from outside the state, federal things, grants, probably those donations. Is this something that could potentially be a bigger hit for all the other schools in the system?
Yeah, I don't know, and I guess it would kind of depend on how the UW Board of Regents was structured, since they'll be the ones that are making the calls, and these are people that are appointed, most of them, by the governor right now. You know, I don't know if that would change dramatically under this proposal and his budget, but it seems like this new Board of Regents, the way that it would be constructed under the governor's budget, not only would it have this freedom from the legislature and the governor to kind of set their own budget, they would, in theory, they would have freedom to determine, you know, how to shift that around between campuses. And even when it came to tuition increases, from what we know of this, it seems to open the door to having tuition increases be larger for certain majors than for others. So if the university knows that a certain major is in high demand, they could say, all right, you're going to have to pay a little bit more to study this than you would, I don't know, say journalism.
Now, this is a proposal from the governor, actually a preview of a proposal. We'll see the real deal in the budget proposal next week. That would then have to go into the legislature. Is there any sense that the Republican majorities in both houses would see this as a slam dunk and sign off on this, or do you see debate in the works here?
I don't see it as a slam dunk by any means. I haven't heard a lot of reaction from Republican lawmakers thus far. I mean, Speaker Robin Voss is going to be a critical voice in this debate. You know, he oversees the large majority in the GOP assembly, and he's been very outspoken against many of the policies of the university and has talked about changes he wants to see there. You know, he took a little bit, for him, a little bit of a wait-and-see approach, saying that he still needed to talk it over with members of his caucus. So that's kind of a hint that it's not a slam dunk. You look at what now Senator Steve Noss has said, and he was a representative before this, and I'd say over the last decade anyway, he's been the most outspoken critic of the University of Wisconsin. He did not like this plan. His basic problem is that it takes control over the university away from the public, in his mind, by taking it away from the legislature, and that you'd have this unelected Board of Regents have the power to increase tuition, and that, you know, maybe you have this tuition freeze now for this budget that allows the governor to fulfill a campaign promise. But if that tuition freeze goes away in the next budget and the university feels like it took quite a hit in this budget and needs to make that up, Noss says that could come in the form of a huge tuition increase. And this is something that Democrats have echoed as well, that, you know, you're just setting the university up for a big tuition increase in the future.
So it seems like there's two main lines of debate that can make this complicated. One is over the size and extent of the cuts in state funding, and the other is giving up control of the system, the legislature giving up control of the UW system.
Yeah, I think, and the giving up control of the system would be there whether you propose this in a good budget year or a bad. I mean, lawmakers don't like to give up that control. But the funding definitely introduces a new element. I mean, the fact is the governor's proposing this in what would be a very difficult financial budget, as he's also proposing it. So, yeah, you cut the university's budget by $300 million in this biennium. That's $150 million each year. Suddenly, the university has freedom to raise tuition when it's been frozen for 4 years and when the university has seen budget cuts. And in a couple years, you know, of course, they're going to entertain a tuition increase to make some of that up.
So as you cover this story or this part of the whole budget story, what do you have your eye on next as this unfolds?
Well, I mean, we're starting to hear more about the university's response to this right now. They're telling reporters that this would no doubt result in layoffs at university institutions throughout the state. So I think you look at how the university presents this to the legislature, since the budget's going to be in their hands for a few months now. And I'd look to see what GOP lawmakers in particular have to say about this plan, since, you know, they are going to have an opportunity to make some big changes to the governor's budget should they want to. They have in previous budgets proposed by the governor when it comes to the University of Wisconsin.
Sean, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks, Rob.
That's Sean Johnson. He's WPR's state government reporter talking about the governor's proposed budget cuts for the UW system.